people are better able to think for themselves by becoming financially literate, to be able to see with X-ray eyes rather than be led blindly by the nose. Take a course in accounting and business law, even if you have no plans on becoming an accountant or a lawyer. One of the things you'll learn about is cash flow. Cash flow is important because it is the primary factor an entrepreneur or investor wants control over. As stated earlier, the reason I love real estate and buying or building businesses is because I have control. Most investors think investing is risky because they invest in investments they have no control over, investments such as savings, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The sign of a high financial IQ is high cash flow flowing into the income column. The sign of a low financial intelligence is excessive cash flowing out through the expense column. America as a country, and many Americans, are in financial trouble because they have not been able to increase the cash flowing into their income column and have lost control over the cash flowing out of their expense column. Also, rather than creating assets, they continually create more liabilities, which accelerates the cash flowing out through the expense column. Someone who has excessive credit card debt takes out a home equity loan to pay off the credit cards and then goes out and gets into more credit card debt is an example of someone who has lost control. My rich dad recommended I spend a number of years learning to sell, knocking on doors, because he wanted me to learn how to have control over the cash from income flowing into my financial statement. Many people struggle financially simply because they are not good at sales or marketing. You may notice that Donald Trump is possibly the world's greatest marketer today. His brand means money, and it attracts money. Real estate investors and entrepreneurs derive higher returns on their money because creativity is allowed in real estate and in business. Creativity and controls are, for the most part, taboo in savings, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. I can hear some of you saying, well, my savings pay me interest as a return. Again, the problem with savings is that the value of the dollar is falling faster than the interest it earns. With savings, you have very little control over your income or the return on your money. People who retire with fixed incomes, now and into the future, will probably see inflation go up, which means the value of their dollar or savings will erode. I would rather learn to control my income, returns on my money, instead of turn it over to a banker. I do keep some money in savings as a reserve, but I am not counting on the dollar to keep me alive. I encourage people to learn to develop an investor's mentality rather than a saver's mentality. You'll sleep better when you're older if you do. If you are in college, get a basic education in accounting and business law. Once you leave school, invest some time converting that education into experience. In theory, learning to have control over cash flowing from income, expenses, assets, and liabilities sounds easy, but in reality, it is not. Converting educational theory to real-life experience is vital. Business law is about the rules of the game. If you look at any game, there are always rules, and professional games always have a referee. Many times, I have gotten into trouble, not because I am a crook, but simply because I was not aware of the rules or had an advisor who was not aware of the rules. So rules are important, and the earlier you understand the basic rules, the better chance you have of winning the game.